My Aborted Plunge into Thunderbird. Hi everyone, this is Leo Notenboom with news, commentary, and answers to some of the many questions I get at askleo.info. In my weekly newsletter last week, I announced that I was considering a switch from Outlook to Thunderbird as my email client. I received a lot of good feedback on that plan, and after having lived in Outlook since before it was Outlook, on Monday I took the plunge. And after a couple of frustrating hours, I aborted my attempt. The news is most definitely not all bad, and I'm looking forward to trying again after one little bug is fixed. It's a showstopper for me, but it might not be for you. First, let me say that almost every aspect of the migration went really, really well. I was able to set up a new location for Thunderbird's profile, where all the files and settings are stored, which is a key part of having Thunderbird play well with my backup and multiple computer strategy. Thunderbird imported my contacts and my thousands of emails flawlessly. I manually recreated my email accounts, and things were looking very, very promising. Better, in fact, than I had anticipated. Then I started to play with filters. Now, filters, or as they're called in Outlook, inbox rules, are a key component of how I manage the large volume of email that I get every day. I have some 30 rules that route email to something like 20 or 30 folders, 14 of which I consider to be a kind of prioritized inbox or sub-inbox. I've actually outlined what I do in more detail out on tamingemail.com. There's no migration tool for transferring rules. And while the concepts are similar, the syntax is definitely not. So I found myself spending perhaps an hour manually transferring and translating my Outlook inbox rules into Thunderbird email filters. Time well spent if they work. Naturally, one type of rule that I rely on to archive mailing lists failed to work. The good news is that the support forum for Thunderbird was exceptionally helpful in diagnosing the problem. The bad news is that the conclusion was, yep, that looks like a bug. So I filed the bug report, but until it's resolved, I'm blocked from migrating. I'll keep track of the issue, of course, and I'll take the plunge once again, if it's fixed. But until then, while I still do recommend Thunderbird for casual and personal use, it just failed the power user test for me. I'd love to hear what you think. Visit askleo.info and enter 10073 in the go-to article number box. Leave a comment. I read them all. This is a presentation of askleo.info, a free online technical question and answer service. Hundreds of questions and answers are online and ready to help solve your computer problems. That's askleo.info.